This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Kia ora, I'm Hugh and you're listening to my quasi-weekly podcast, Hugh's Featured Tracks. This is a look back at the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. Without further ado, let's hear the first of those tracks. Sometimes I cover musicians who are making, like, serious art here on the featured music spot, and sometimes people just want to make you shake bits of your body, and that's all right too. You know, there is an art to making dance music, particularly dance music which is combined from, you know, some sequenced elements and some live performed elements, or entirely live performed elements. And look, composing an undeniable bass line, for example, is a real skill. That is why today's act, Flamingo Pier, are so notable. So, Flamingo Pier are Luke Walker, the DJ, and Dom Jones and Brad Craig, the musical chops, as they put it on their website. And they make, as you'd guess from the name, like, self-consciously kind of like retro neon infused, like disco flavored dance music, and it is very tight, very cleverly constructed. The I said an undeniable bass line is a real skill, and you're gonna hear one of those very shortly. Their whole kind of ethos, as far as I can find in terms of them discussing what they do, is, you know, making music that makes people feel good. This is not a band from whom I would expect deep or coherent political statements. This is definitely a band that wants to make parts of your body move, and as far as I am concerned, they are doing an exemplary job of that. So you can find all of their stuff on their website. If you just look for Flamingo Pier, you will find that pier as in the thing that you like moor a boat to, I suppose, if that helps. Otherwise, here they are from the New Tracks compilation. This is Flamingo Pier with Remedy.
Oh,
featured track comes from a guy I've featured before. This is a guy called Mohi, who is a Māori neo-soul pop-funk artist. Mohi's thing is that his music is partly in te reo Māori, and he plays a lot with like incorporating elements from te ao Māori and from, I guess, what you call like Western music. So this particular song is very much like super smooth neo-soul R&B. It's also incorporating taongapuoro. It's incorporating traditional Māori instruments. The lyrics are not just in te reo Māori, they're bilingual. And he kind of goes back and forth between those elements, kind of presenting the combination as one thing, I guess. The other thing that he's doing here is that he's getting what is an ancestral story from his whakapapa. And he's presenting that in a very contemporary context. So the whole deal, if you like, is about presenting all of the different elements of his whakapapa and his musical identity, as well as his cultural identity, like all as a whole. So, you know, all of these bits are brought together and presented kind of as one thing. So this track is from an upcoming album. I'm not actually sure what the release date for that is. It's going to be called Elements of Aroha, which, again, you know, that's a very like astute, deliberate mixing of metaphors, because within the kind of soul, R&B, neo-soul genre, you know, Lerv is the big, it's all love songs all the way down, you know, often. There are exceptions to everything, but often it's a particularly romantic genre, and Aroha does not translate neatly to love. It's a broader and more complex concept than that. So anyway, very taken with the cleverness and the slickness on display here. This is very shiny, indeed. If you like it, the single Karearea is now available on all of the major streaming platforms, and Mohi's primary social media platform is Instagram. So go find him. Mohi is just spelled M-O-H-I. Keep track of him if you're keen. Right now, here he is with the new single, Karearea. Kakau te moana, kakau ki whangapera, he haka maru maru tanga, he ahuru urua, e ke te mara.
I wanna be a- you need.
Today's featured track comes from Auckland five-piece No Cigar. They started up in 2019, or at least they put out their debut single, Tickets to Space, in 2019. And I feel like I featured that. Some enterprising person could check, I suppose, if I did. However, at that point, they were describing themselves as psychedisco funkalicious, which, you know, gives you a real, a sense of, like, high energy and positive dance vibes. And that's interesting because today's featured track is a significantly, like, chiller and also, like, emotionally more downbeat thing. The song is called The Vibrance, Somebody to Blame. And according to a write-up on the 13th Floor website, which you can find if you would like, it's kind of a reflection on the difficulty of being a creative person and then living at a kind of heightened state, which many creative people feel like they need to do in order to be able to work the way that they want to, and having that kind of heightened state spill out and have effects on all of the various people in their lives and those the way that people's relationships in particular are affected. Sonically, it is a beautiful example of just finding a really nice chord transition and just sitting on it. You know, like, people talk at length about the power of really clever songwriting and super technical decisions that go into composition. But it is equally true that if you find the right sequence to sit on and just sit on it and build everything else on top of that, you know, returning thing, it's kind of primally satisfying and it just kind of works. Anyway, if you would like to hear this, you know, more often, No Cigar are on all of the streaming platforms. They are not hard to find. This song, as I said, is called The Vibrance, Somebody to Blame.
Take out to me as if in need of the vibrance. Gonna let it bleed down the precipice and into your eyelids. All of the thought of something to save her. How about we call for your darling? Are we in the papers? I'll take the time to remind her it's just a hard day. You're just somebody to love. I need somebody to blame. I need safe space. Gonna bleed down
Today's featured track comes from a young woman called Lily Caron. There's an interesting interview with her from last year on the Rock Shops website, of all places, where she talks about being inspired by the West Coast. And I think most interestingly, in terms of, you know, I'm a big nerd about production and audio engineering and all of those things. She talks about starting off as an artist by, in her words, taking her parents' iPad ransom. And so, you know, one of the things that I wondered when I first saw GarageBand as a piece of software was to what extent we're going to see, you know, a huge number of people who get their start on that. And I believe that that is kind of what we are seeing here. Anyway, she has a new song on the New Tracks compilation, which very much sticks with that kind of bucolic, neo-psychedelic vibe. She's this is definitely pop. It doesn't sound like a band playing. It sounds produced, even though the instruments sound organic. They sound very like put together in a particular way and composed. The bucolic psychedelic thing is particularly borne out in the video, which is leaning on a like deliberately lo-fi, and also like in terms of Lily Caron's dress sense, like deliberately retro aesthetic. Anyway, the whole thing is very charming. The song itself is about kind of articulating the desire to run towards something that seems bright or in any way just more comfortable than the moment that you're temporarily stuck in. If you would like to find it for your very own, Lily Caron is, as people often are, on all of the streaming platforms. I believe her primary social media is Instagram. So if you would like to keep track of her various adventures, Sonic and otherwise, that's probably the best way to do that. Lily is spelt with two L's and Caron is C-A-R-R-O-N. This song is called Apricot Sun.
Show me the way to run.
You've been listening to Hugh's Featured Tracks, a quasi-weekly podcast put together from the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. If you'd like to listen to the backlog of episodes for this podcast, you can find them along with all of our other locally made shows at our website, www.npr.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.